The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free to bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll free number that allows you to bring up what you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. That's why we call the show that. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We have Skype as well. You may Skype in at username lrn.fm, but in order to do that, you need to send a quick contact request first. That'll be approved. Once it's approved, it'll be easy for you to call in and talk to us on Skype, and then you'll sound better than you would if you were on the phone, which, of course, is always a good thing. We're going right back into your phone calls and thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, we have been discussing freedom of speech throughout the show tonight, specifically in regards to being on a college, not a college campus, but a high school campus. I can tell you there are problems with free speech on college campuses as well. I have encountered those issues as a non-student on a college campus. I've also encountered issues as a non-student on high school campuses.
Well, if you want to find out about freedom of speech issues when it comes to college campuses, all you really need to do is go to fire.org, M-I-R-E.org. And this is an organization that fights for students' rights of free speech on college campuses.
That's because they're
constantly, and they've always got something to talk about,
right?
Because colleges, they got a particular, it seems like in this country, they have a particular bend to them as far as their politics, and if you disagree with it, then there's a big problem.
Yeah, there's no shortage of infringements upon people's free speech in colleges, and even worse, at government high school. That's sort of generally been what we've been discussing, but of course you can bring up anything. We talked about some protesters and Quakers, Jewish people, blocking traffic, corporal punishment. We've been all over the place here tonight. Let's go to Think Fish in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live, Think Fish.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First of all, I have to agree with you, Ian. Last week during the announcement of the verdict in Ferguson, we had a bunch of people on the downtown connector blocking traffic. Now, my feeling is, whether I agree with you or not, if you impede on me, I am less likely to be sympathetic to your cause, regardless of what it was.
Yeah, that's human nature.
Exactly. And so you're not really accomplishing anything by doing that. I mean, if you want to and every time I call, I harp on this, educating people, giving them the information they need. But to aggravate them is not the way to go about it. You're going to end up shooting yourself in the foot, basically.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. There are more effective ways to get your message out to the public than blocking traffic. I agree with you that it is counter to your goals to block traffic. If you want to reach people in traffic, you know, hold up creative signs, put on a silly outfit, you know, do something that's going to draw attention to you. I can tell you when I've been out doing protests, there was one time when I wore the V mask out there, the V for Vendetta, the Guy Fawkes mask. And
guy who attempted to murder a bunch of people.
Yeah, well, I don't support what the guy did, but the V mask gets attention. And there were people who were driving by taking my picture. Normally you don't get your picture taken when you're just some protester on the side of the road. People were stopping. They wanted to take pictures with me just because I had this V mask on. So for anybody that took a picture of me and then shared it on their Facebook or Twitter or something like that, that expanded my reach beyond what I had originally intended, right? I just wanted to stand there on the side of the road.
Your message out.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, Think Fish, anything else you want to share?
Actually, I got one quick question.
All right.
Is there a problem with your studio cam tonight? I can't get it up.
Oh, thanks for the technical advisory.
The problem would be overwork. We don't have a producer in the studio. It's just us.
Well, no, actually, I turned the cam on. I did turn the cam on tonight, but I think that sometimes things just go squirrely with it, so we'll just hit the reset button. It'll probably start working here in a little bit. Thank you, Think Fish. Appreciate that call. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Paul.
Yeah, to take umbrage with one of your hosts, he was talking about the civil rights movement. And any person who's a true lover of freedom should detest some of the results of the civil rights movement. You know,
like what?
Well, basically what civil rights had done, it had federalized business and private property and denied the owners of their own establishments to allow, to choose whom they allow on their properties. If you're a restaurateur or you own a nightclub, you no longer have the freedom to restrict people based on race. And so you created new federal crimes, and you justified the establishment of more federal law enforcement, and now it opened a whole new breed of lawyers, lawsuits, and legal entanglements on what was once a free people.
Yeah, I would say that I would agree with you that this is an area that should be left to free people and free markets to deal with. If there is a business in town that does not want to let black people or gay people do business there, I am highly unlikely to do business with that business, and I'm likely to tell my friends. I think that the social pressure is going to be the most effective thing, and the wasting everybody's time and energy in court and giving a bunch of big fat paychecks to a bunch of lawyers who otherwise create nothing productive is counterproductive to human freedom. I think that I would agree with you on that statement. You don't disagree with me. You're not taking umbrage with the host because the host agrees with you. What you're doing is you're using this as an opportunity to jumpstart your own conversation, which is fine. It's free talk live. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know if I agree completely with Paul. I mean, Paul might support discrimination against people because
he supports people's right. Go ahead, Paul. What do you think?
I support the right of people to freely choose who discriminate and to discriminate against whom they wish to gather with. And basically what I see in the overall trend is that I believe the United States was established by white men basically for it to be basically a white nation. And if you see that in the Immigration Act, the Naturalization Act, the 1790, our founders wanted the immigrants to be free white males of good character, free whites of good character.
See, I told you, Mark.
You called it. I'm sorry.
Paul, you sound like a racist to me now.
Wait,
so would you say that?
Deny me my speech now?
Well,
I
noticed you just stopped saying free speech because this is a this is a business, and we get to deny bigots if we want, right?
So I just wanted to make it clear that you are a bigot.
The thoughts of our founders, which you seem to find.
I don't give a damn about what those people thought.
There's lots of bigots in history. That doesn't make it okay.
Just because the founders owned slaves doesn't mean they were right.
Ironically, though, you basically use all the doctrines and defend First and Second Amendment rights, which these white racist founders bequeathed to you as white males. And part
I don't think that they gave me my rights.
When the general thing that I see is everybody being against, the general narrative that everybody buys into is that white males are not to be allowed to gather on their own, nor have a country for themselves or those.
You're not just a racist. You're also bigoted against women too.
Apparently, you're not going to have much of a country.
Our founders were bigoted against women, as you say. They thought motherhood was more important than for women to be.
Well, you should go hang out with some dead people then, Paul.
I support Paul's right to move someplace where that these values can be encapsulated. You should be able to go to what's that?
White people have no country of their own.
Well, why don't you
anymore?
Go start one? Go get together. There's enough intolerant people like you, Paul, that you could all go occupy some village somewhere.
Somebody was moving to, can't remember whether it was North Dakota or Idaho. There's a white nationalist movement where people are going to one area.
Yeah, there's like a town with six people in it or something, and some guy
and
who's
sure
a racist
will be
moved
harried by you civil rights lawyers.
Well, that's not my fault.
Make it their job, and also by multiculturalists to make sure they import immigrants from Asia, perhaps, and make sure they strategically locate them in white areas.
I've heard about enough from you. Thanks for the call, Paul. So that's the thing, Mark. You can't jump to conclusions about what people are saying. You did not agree with the caller insofar that you don't agree with being a bigot. You did agree with him in that he should be free to be a bigot. So he should be free as a business owner, if he is one, to discriminate against people. And so should you and I also be free to tell this guy to go pound sand. We're never going to go set foot inside his business. And we're going to let everybody know how much of a screwball he is.
Yeah, I think you're going to do very poorly in your restaurant that doesn't allow black people or women or whatever the hell this guy is going to let in there. And I'm happy. See, I want to know where the bigots are.
Yeah, I do.
Thankfully, Paul went, jumped out and said it, but
yeah,
most
please.
Won't.
But hang it out from, you know, right there on Front Street. Let us know that you're a bigot so we can avoid you.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free to bring up what you want. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, join us online over at freetalklive.com. Yeah, we do this radio show 7 nights a week. Of course, the website is open 24/7, freetalklive.com.
Are there any websites that aren't open 24/7?
Really bad ones.
I'm going to have to shut this down. According to the FCC, at midnight, we'll play the national anthem and we're out of here.
Yeah, that really would be ridiculous.
It certainly would. It just shows how ridiculous it is.
The FCC is.
The FCC.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, they do this because they don't want interference with licensed radio stations. But they do limit the licenses in many communities around the country unnecessarily. There's all kinds of room on the band for stations, and they choose not to open that up. I can only assume in order to increase the value of the stations that are in that marketplace. So, whatever. If you want a free pound of coffee, you can go get it at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. I am confident that this is among the best coffee you will ever taste in your life, and it is a free pound of it. So go get it. We will ship it to you. You got to pay for the shipping, but we'll give you the free pound. Now, it's a subscription program, and you can cancel at any time. You want to get your free pound and go? Fine. But I want you to understand that if you continue to get to upgrade your coffee experience with BuzzBox Coffee, that they're at coffee.freetalklive.com, that we will get every single month a portion of the profits that we can then use to give microloans through Kiva.org to poor people around the world. We've given money to all kinds of people in all kinds of countries for all kinds of situations, whether they need a plow or to plow fields or fix their plow or sewing machines, or they're buying used appliances to repair and then sell in their community. Whatever the reason is, we're helping them do it, giving them a hand up, not a handout, because they pay that money back. And then we give that money out to somebody else. That's what I love about Kiva.org. And you can get your coffee, upgrade your coffee experience, and help people around the world just by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's great. I get my coffee there, and you're going to love it. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got John in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hello, John.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm trying to get the word out to as many people as possible that there's a group right now organizing to get the states of the United States of America to request a convention of states to amend, to propose amendments to the Constitution in order to limit the power of the federal government.
How would that work exactly?
The upper and lower houses of 34 states need to send a request to the U.S. government asking for a convention. Mm-hmm. The U.S. government would have to name, once that 34-state limit is breached, they'd have to name a place and a date of the convention, and the states would then have to decide how they would select and charge delegates to send to the convention of states.
So there's two ways to sort of get an amendment through. The one way is the federal government initiating it. This is through the Senate and the House, and this is the way I guess every one of them has happened up to this point. And you're talking about the other, less used system, right?
Just to be clear.
That's correct.
John, you're talking about a constitutional convention, right? Like, this would open up the entire Constitution for changes, wouldn't it?
Well, it would allow this convention of states to propose amendments. No amendment actually becomes part of the Constitution until three-quarters of the states, or 38 states, actually ratified them.
Got it.
Okay, so that's really important, because we've talked about constitutional conventions in the past, and what's scary about the idea of a constitutional convention is that, there's people have all kinds of different ideas of what a right is, right? For instance, some people will say that you have a right to medical care. Now, those are people that subscribe to the notion of positive rights. I would contend that you have no right to anything you cannot initiate yourself. So you don't have the right to medical care, because that means that you have to enslave someone to give you medical care. If you have the right, then you have the right to have it for free.
But that's a popular idea, and maybe somebody would put forth an amendment like that to guarantee such a right as you've described it, the right to force other people.
That's like saying plantation owners have a right to have their cotton picked.
So, I mean, isn't this opening up kind of a Pandora's box? What is it that you would propose that you think is so important to, you're saying some sort of restriction on the federal government. So what would you like to see come out of this convention?
Well, three things. First, I'd like to see some limitation on the federal government's ability to spend money in the absence of some declared war or national emergency that was voted on by the majority of Congress.
I think that might propose a dilemma, because the U.S. dollar is based on debt. It is written into existence by these treasury bills and these sorts of things, among other ways. But the federal government really can't pay off its debt, because what it does is it would take money out of circulation to do it, wouldn't it?
No, I didn't actually talk about the debt. What I said was limit the amount they could spend. For example, the government can't have a budget that proposes to spend more than, pick a number, 16-17% of GDP.
Okay.
Okay. So now, who would be going to this convention? Would it be the representatives and senators, or someone else from the state?
No, it's difficult to imagine that a U.S. senator, U.S. representative would vote to limit their own power.
Right. I don't think they would.
Right. So the delegates from the states would, in essence, be chosen by the state legislatures, charged by the state legislatures with sort of objectives, and then sent to the Convention of States.
What are points 2 and 3 that you wanted to make?
2 would be term limits at the federal level for not only the House and the Senate, but also for other federal offices. Right now, for example, the Supreme Court serves for life. That could be open for discussion. And then finally, there are quite a few things that the federal government...
Well, before you go on term limits, my concern there is that I feel like that's a revolving door, that politicians manage, the incumbents stay in place because of name recognition, and that doesn't change even if they change their office. So, for instance, if I serve my limit on House of Representatives, say 10 years, then I'm just going to move on to Senate, where my name recognition gets me that next position, and I continue on. And so you still have the same problem of perpetuating bad politicians while limiting a good politician's ability to sort of stay in the House.
Like Ron Paul.
I'm concerned with that that this is rearranging the deck chairs as opposed to actually getting anything done. I've heard a lot of people support it. I don't know. Doesn't seem like it's going to do anything to me. Washington's broken. Term limits isn't going to fix it.
Right, and the third point you said was Washington's broken. And part of the reason Washington's broken today is they've got their fingers into too much of what is a matter for the citizens. They've used the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause of the Constitution and misinterpreted those, and in essence expanded their reach well beyond what was intended. And so the third item would be to put the federal government back in the box, to go back to the things in the Constitution that said the federal government shall have these particular powers and everything else shall be reserved to the states. Make sure that that's well and clearly defined so that the federal government does indeed stay within its box and support.
John, do you have a website or something that you can plug to promote this?
Absolutely. It's conventionofstates.com. Those are all one word, but Google Convention of States, you will find it up on the first page.
John, thanks for the heads up tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck with your project. Personally, I'd rather focus on seceding the states. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danbillett.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll free, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. And join us online and get all the features for free on our website. Unlike those other talk show hosts that charge you for their sites, I think you'll find more for free at freetalklive.com than you'll find behind the paywalls of many of the competitors in our business. So go and check it out for yourself, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the 101 Reasons film. It is relatively new, just about a month old at this point, just under a month old. It was released for free online via YouTube. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. If you've heard us talking on the air here about the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to the same place, or as many of them as possible, to the same place. The idea is to get 20,000 freedom-oriented people who care about liberty and are willing to do something about it to come to New Hampshire and to get active. We've got over 1,600 people that are already here. Over 16,000 people have pledged to make that move. And once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, then the move is officially triggered. Mark, you and I, we moved early. We moved back in 2006.
Yeah, we've been here a long time.
People are moving every week to different parts of New Hampshire. These are people who don't want to wait until 20,000. They've just decided, screw it, let's go, let's get started, because things are happening. They're very exciting that are happening up here in New Hampshire. The 101 Reasons film focuses on a number of those very exciting things, including the amazing community of activists that has gathered here and is doing so much to advance freedom here in New Hampshire. So go and visit 101reasonsfilm.com as we go to Dave, who's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Actually, the 101 Reasons film is exactly what I wanted to talk about today. I watched it. I really enjoyed it. It was really professionally done.
Yeah, it's great.
Sorry, I think I must have accidentally left you on the speakerphone. But can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Now I'm on the speakerphone. Anyway, there were a couple of things I thought we could do that would actually get us more movers out of it, though. I thought that it was, I felt like the freestateproject.org URL was not really very prominent in the film. I just don't really remember seeing it anywhere. I mean, I'm sure it was there here and there, but it just, you got to be simple with people. You got to give them one simple little action item, and that action item from this film really should be going to freestateproject.org initially, and I just didn't get the sense that that was played up very much. It was almost like it was just almost too much information, a little bit too scattershot, and I think it could be improved because I know you guys make, you know, improved edits of things that you do sometimes. Just, you know, if you just were to add the freestateproject.org URL in the, you know, like a super at the bottom for the whole film or for a third of it, or just more often, or prominent at the end, prominent at the beginning, that kind of thing. It was just missing that.
Well, there's a lot of information. I mean, I agree with you there. The movie is almost information overload. You couldn't possibly, I don't think, on one watch through really pick up everything that's going on. There's information flashing up on the screen. There's people's names. There's the actual content of what's in the movie. I'd have to watch it again with an eye for that. You know, obviously, as one of the co-producers of the movie, I had the privilege of watching it before it was released to just kind of check it over and, you know, see if there were any last-minute changes that needed to be made, and that didn't strike me, but then again, that doesn't mean that your critique is inaccurate. I can't say for sure if I recollect how often that URL came up, but certainly the movie is generally about the Free State Project, and I would hope that comes through to a new audience, but it would be interesting to show it to somebody who doesn't know about the Free State Project and then inquire of them afterwards as to whether or not they were aware of the Free State Project after having watched a full-length, you know, movie about the Free State Project. So it's an interesting critique.
You have to keep in mind that most people are going to watch just a few minutes. Oh, well, not most, but many people will just see snippets of it, or they'll watch it out of the corner of their eye. They're not paying that close attention. And, I mean, most of these 5 minutes, if you were to watch any 5 minute segment of this film, I just don't think you would get a clear idea of what it was even telling, what it was even suggesting that you do. And the whole beauty of our movement is that we have a simple action item, right? The first action item is to go to the URL. The second one eventually is to move to New Hampshire. So simple, but that simplicity was sort of lost a little bit in the film and going through this sort of complicated list of things. Otherwise, though, it was really good.
Well, that's what the movie is supposed to do. It's supposed to go through the list, and, you know, the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire is a list that is in text form available on freestateproject.org, and I imagine as you're reading through that, that list also does not implore you to join the Free State Project as you're reading through the list. It's meant to sell you on the idea of moving to New Hampshire, and I
could care less if they even sign up, frankly. I prefer it. I guess not care less. I prefer it if they sign up, but I want them to move.
I'm pretty sure that at the beginning and the end of that movie, Allie Havens, who is the female host of the film, not the narrator, but she's kind of the on-screen host. The narrator is Stephanie Murphy, who is a former Free Talk Live co-host. But I'm pretty sure Allie Havens does invite listeners, or viewers rather, to take action and join the Free State Project and share the movie. And I can understand what you're saying, Dave, that the movie won't necessarily be watched in a one-hour full-length increment, but that's certainly the intention of making an hour-long production, is to, you know, to do that. The 101 Reasons film YouTube page, or the YouTube channel, does have shorter productions on it. It does have 3 to 5 minute long shorts that can also be shared out for the purpose of, you know, people with a lack of an attention span, which obviously is very important in this YouTube world. But I think that for what they were trying to do, which was turn the 101 Reasons text list into a persuasive video presentation, I think they nailed it. But, you know, your critique is certainly, you know, it's something to consider for the future. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Well, the thing that brought me into the Free State Project was just watching Fox News Channel one day out of the corner of my eye, and Walter Williams was blabbering about something, and then I realized he was talking about secession, and I thought, that's so crazy. And then at the bottom, there was this URL, and it said freestateproject.org, and within a couple of days, I had looked at that website, and right after that, I joined. you.
And thank goodness you did, because you created the Ridley Report, and your website is ridleyreport.com. You've been here for, when did you get here? Was it 04, 03?
04.
Oh, four. So you've been here for a decade now and have been reporting for years on the ground as sort of a one-man journalism, video journalism operation. It's just, you've done amazing work, and there are a lot of people who cite Dave Ridley and RidleyReport.com as their reason for making the move up here. So thank you for your service, Dave, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to 101ReasonsFilm.com. There's a link right there on the front page of the website that'll take you to the YouTube channel with the video. It's got over 17,000 views and has been out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's very good. For an hour-long movie, I think 17,000 in the first couple weeks is pretty darn good.
It doesn't
good.
Mean they've watched the whole thing by
any stretch. It doesn't mean that. You're right about that. But, you know, things that are shorter length tend to get more views on YouTube. So for, you know, for a hour-long movie to get that many
right.
views, I think.
If I see the time frame on something as an hour long, the likelihood of
you're
me watching that is low.
Yeah, this is obviously something that is not intended for general audiences. This is something that's intended to be shown to people who appreciate the ideas of freedom. If you love the state and you love controlling others, you're not going to like the 101 Reasons.
We have 49 other states for you.
Yeah, so if you do love freedom and you've been wondering, let's say, you know, you're frustrated with how things are going in your state.
If you love freedom, you're frustrated.
Probably true. If you love freedom, odds are good wherever you live. People who love freedom are not getting elected. They're not, you know, having any sort of success politically.
In this state, it's the one of 49 states and probably the one place, and I'd say the one place in the world where a liberty-oriented group rates every single law that is proposed, mm-hmm. hands out a piece of paper to every single one of the the legislators that they can hand them out to. There's 400 in New Hampshire. And then rates those legislatures every single year based on a liberty report card. That's not
incredible.
Happening in your state because it's not happening in any state except for New Hampshire.
Because in New Hampshire, we have enough activists already to facilitate that level of activism. That's insane. I mean, that's a lot of reading of legislation.
You've got to have a lot of activists to do that.
Right, and we've got it here already without even the beginnings, without the official start to the Free State Project move. That has yet to trigger, and we could use you. So go to freestateproject.org or go to 101reasonsfilm.com to learn more about what's happening here. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallet for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this live Saturday edition. Hey, if you don't get in tonight, no big deal. We do it Sunday night as well. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We do it 7 nights a week live here from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com where you may enjoy all manner of different features. But it's all completely free. But, of course, if you want to help support what we're doing, then you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $5 a month. What we do is we take that $5 in, we combine it with other people's $5, or 10 or 20. Some people spend more than 5, but 5 is what we're asking for. And then we combine it together, we use that money to promote Free Talk Live, to advertise and to market the show and get on more radio stations. Got over 150, close to 160 radio stations today. We could have more than that. We could have hundreds more. It just, you know, takes money and time and effort to make that happen. So you can help us with that. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get started. It helps us reach out to radio stations. It helps us do internet advertising. Do satellite expansion around the globe. There's a lot that we can do with your $5 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please, it really makes a big difference when you do it. Don't think for a moment that you can count on other people to do it. You've got to step up if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. You like hearing the message of liberty airing on over 150 radio stations coast to coast. You want that number to be 300? Well, please, step up. Become an amplifier. Makes a big difference for us when you do. Thank you in advance. And thank you to everybody who has amped the show or currently is. Amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Smith in Texas on Skype. Smith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I love the show. This is the first time calling.
Welcome, sir.
I was listening. I don't get to listen live most of the time. I have to listen to the podcast. And the other night, you guys were talking about the Satanic Temple in Florida and their distribution of, or no, I don't remember exactly what it was. I think it was about the coloring books and stuff, or it might have been about that.
No, there were a couple cases. So there was one with the coloring books in Florida where they wanted to have their religious propaganda next to Christian propaganda that had been allowed into a government school. That wasn't the case we were discussing this week. The one that was this week was the rotunda in Florida's capital, where during the holiday season there are Christmas displays that have been allowed in the past, as well as Pastafarian atheist displays, and now the Satanists would like to add a display to that, and the court ruled that they need to be allowed to add their display.
Right, okay, yeah, I knew it was something along those lines. But whenever you guys were talking about it, I thought it was interesting. You were talking about how most Satanists are just, or somebody had said, I don't remember who it was, but most Satanists are just trolling. And I wanted to kind of correct that. I'm not really, like, I'm not offended. I'm not a Satanist myself, but I empathize with them because it's a philosophy. It's not just a religion. Or it's not really a religion in the sense that Christianity is a religion.
Agreed.
You know, you're not really worshiping anything except for the self. But it's
Isn't
also
that the
not
same
just
thing as the secular humanists? I mean, there's a term, humanists. I mean, these people get together. They have little meetings and stuff. And what's the difference between that philosophy and the Levian Satanists?
Well, I would say that with not secular much. Humanists, it's more of an altruistic thing with secular humanism. You know, Satanism is more of a selfish thing. It's more objectivist. It's more.
Then why not go to the objectivist meeting?
I don't know. I guess it's because Satan in Satanism is seen as like a symbol of rebellion, a symbol of
annoyance,
doing whatever is good for yourself.
It's because Satan is a troll. I mean, you know, essentially to align yourself with this idea, this ridiculous concept created by other men in these other religions, is just simply designed to upset those people, and it does. You know, they're successful in that.
I definitely agree that there are a lot of people that do it just to upset people. I think that there's a phase that a lot of kids go through. You know, when they're a teenager, it's cool to be into that. But I think that there are actually good things. I'm an objectivist myself, and I think there are actually good things about the movement, and I think that it really does mean a lot to some people. Somebody had also said that in that show that, you know, it doesn't mean something to people like Christianity does. And in the case of this monument or display going up in the rotunda, I think that is purely trolling. But
well, I'd say good on them. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I find it amusing. I'm amused by their antics and their lawsuits, and I support their right to do all of these things.
But I can't take that seriously. I just, you know, I mean, sorry.
No, yeah.
You've got to be crazy or a troll in order to be involved in this, and, you know. But
it's serious business, Mark. This is free speech.
I'm not claiming it's not free speech, and I'm not claiming I don't support their quote-unquote right to bother people. I mean, the same way I support this flying spaghetti monster religion, putting up a sculpture of their god, a thing of spaghetti and meatballs.
Plate of noodles.
Yeah. So, yes, I support the Satanists, but no, you will never get me to take them seriously. No, I don't think they're serious. No, I don't take them seriously. Yes, it's a bunch of trolling. Or they're nuts. I'll give you that.
Okay, maybe I'm nuts. I don't know.
You're not nuts. You're an objectivist.
Maybe I have one more thing I'd like to talk to you guys about, if you don't mind, if I have time.
Go ahead, quick.
Quick thing. I was debating a socialist the other day and talking about the non-aggression principle, and the socialist told me that owning property is a violation of the non-aggression principle because you have to use aggression to defend it.
Yeah.
And that all property should be – I didn't quite understand what the point was that they were trying to get to, but I didn't really have a way to argue.
I don't either.
I wanted to get you guys' thought on that.
Does the socialist have a car?
Yes.
Well, then just take the car.
Just pee on it. Just take a poop on its hood, and then there shouldn't be a problem.
They shouldn't be upset about it.
Right. It's my property, too.
So, there is no rebuttal. You know, the ideas of liberty come down to, as we understand them here on this show and pretty much everybody anywhere, come down to the idea of property rights. If we can't agree that humans can possess property, then We can't agree on anything else because Western civilization is most civilizations, there are probably a few that don't understand property in any remote sense the same way that we do, but most of them have been essentially destroyed throughout history. And so if there's no foundation, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. These guys are bad prospects.
But then I think the only rebuttal there is pooping on their car hood.
Okay, well, I will go do that, and I will refer them back to you when they get angry.
Yeah, no problem.
Smith, they shouldn't get angry. That's the thing. If they really don't believe in property, they should not get angry about it at all. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from
thanks.
You. Let's go to Cliff in Pennsylvania. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live. Cliff, listening to WEEO. Are you with us?
Yes, Cliff, I'm here.
Hey, Cliff, go ahead.
This is the first time I heard your program. I listened to one of
Oh, you're shocked.
I was kind of shocked to hear the comments about corporal punishment. I'm 47 years old.
I'm 42. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, for anybody to think for one reason that corporal punishment is not effective, look at our kids today.
No, I don't think anybody here said that that it was not effective. I think that the studies have shown that it is probably less effective in the long term than other alternatives to punish alternatives that the parents have. But I would not claim that it is not effective.
But that's a liberal spin. Let's face it.
I'm not interested in an ad hominem here. A liberal spin, that's nothing. They got science here that says that timeouts and other things are effective.
I could spin it around the other way, too, and say, why is our prison school with young inmates now? Because you have undisciplined kids, which kids think today they're their parents.
They stank all over the world, and they don't have nearly as many people in prison. So that destroys your argument.
The prisons are full because of the drug war.
You are correct. They spank all over the world, but only in this country can you get penalized for it as a parent.
Bull crap. You don't know anything about Europe then, because in Europe, there's all kinds of places where your butt will go to jail for spanking your children.
The reason why prisons are full is because of the war on drugs and other victimless crimes.
Right. It's
a
completely unfounded claim. Next.
Listen, the prisons are full for a lot of reasons because there's no parents involvement.
Right. But it doesn't have anything to do with spanking.
Wait a second. Listen to me. My son is 14 years old, and when he gets up in your face, you're like, he's a grown man. I'm supposed to take
he is.
And that's true today because there is no punishment. You can say whatever you want. Our prisons are full, not because of the war on drugs. You just keep blaming Reagan for shit that happened 30 years ago. It's because
how many years have you spent in prison?
I've never spent any. You know why? Because I got my ass whooped.
Wait a second. I got spanked and I went to prison. You have no basis for what you say. I'm fine. If you want to duel your son, if your son goes on, head to head with you, that's fine. But don't be surprised if sometime he sneaks up behind you and hits you in the back of the head with a board. I mean, you're just talking about violence.
All right. We're out of time for tonight. Thanks, Cliff, for your call. Give us another call sometime. I'd be happy to talk about that further. But we are fresh out of it for the tonight. You can join us tomorrow online in the meantime. At freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.